Kenora. The Kenora Supers extended their Southeast Senior Baseball League unbeaten streak to 7 games with 2 wins and a tie in recent action. The Saltcoats Lakers made their second appearance of the season at Al Sapieha Field on June 21. 2 days earlier, the teams had played to a 3-3 draw. This time there was a winner, and it was the good guys, as the Supers prevailed 5-3, reported Greg Andreychuk, player, manager. Colton Chuchik and Derek Pelagian combined to pitch the entire game, with Pelagian claiming the win, said Andreychuk. Chuchik started and went 3 innings, allowing 2 earned runs on 2 hits with 2 strikeouts. Pelagian came on in relief and got the Supers out of a jam by getting a double play. He would go on to allow just 1 run over 4 innings with 6 strikeouts. Offensively, Sean Kolodziejski made his return after sitting out 2023 due to a lingering back injury and started the game off with a hard-hit double over the right fielder's head. He would also hit a single and score a run. Dylan Toffon had 2 singles with 2 runs scored and a stolen base, said Andreychuk. Ian Quisenz contributed 2 singles and an RBI, while Jordan Auger had a double and scored a run. Shea Peterson added a base hit, while Bo Babiak, formerly of Sturgis, made his first career start and chipped in with a walk and a run scored. The Supers scored 2 runs in the first and 2 in the third to set the tone early. After committing 5 errors the previous game, the defense tightened up and played much better, according to Andreychuk. The next action for the Supers came on back-to-back evenings, at home against the Yorkton Marlins on June 26, and then in Melville against the Parkland Pirates on June 27. The Marlins game was a pitcher's duel that ended in a 1-1 tie. Yorkton came to town with just 9 players, but they brought 2 of their top pitchers in Logan Parachaniak and Tanner Nesbitt, who both were on their game. Cody Rock was once again in midseason form on the mound for the Supers, said Andreychuk, striking out 11 while allowing just 2 hits and an unearned run. The Supers had plenty of base runners and scoring opportunities, but could only score single run. Bright spots were Sean Kolodziejski with a pair of singles, Rock with a pair of doubles and a run scored, and Colton Chuchik with a single, said Andreychuk. The Supers traveled to Melville to meet the Parkland Pirates the next evening, and Andreychuk said for a while, the game looked to be in jeopardy. Rain was in the forecast all day, and it was a coin flip as to whether the game would be played or not. Luckily, Mother Nature cooperated just enough to get a shortened game in, and the teams played through a slick field. Thankfully, the Supers were able to prevail 7-6. Shea Peterson started on the rubber, pitching 2 innings while allowing 4 runs, 2 earned, on 4 hits with 3 strikeouts. Darcy Blomart came on in relief and allowed 2 earned runs on 2 hits with 2 strikeouts to pick up the win. Chuchik led the way offensively with 2 singles, a double, a run scored, and 2 runs driven in, said Andreychuk. Dylan Toffon had a double, an RBI and a run scored. Jordan Auger, Shea Peterson and Brendan Landstad each had a single and a run scored. The offense scored 6 runs in the third inning, sending 11 hitters to the plate. With the tie and win, the Supers are now 5-1-2 on the season. Next action for Kenora was still to be determined at press time, as there are a number of games to make up due to rainouts earlier in the season. Stay tuned, concluded Andreychuk. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatooday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.